Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Makeda Knight. Welcome to the Plan Baraka podcast. To the podcast. So today we're going to talk about, I'm going to talk about prideful arrogance and some of its subtle manifestations. One of its subtle manifestations, actually. So before we begin, begin with the name of Allah. A'udhu bi shaitan rajeem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm al-din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق وخاتم لما سبق ناس الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراط المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره من ذلك العظيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. May Allah purify my intentions and make whatever it is I have to share of some benefit. Anything that's good is from Allah. Anything less than that is from my own human shortcomings. May Allah forgive me. So I want to talk about a subtle manifestation of prideful arrogance. And that is this. That is the unwillingness to accept that we are wrong. The unwillingness to accept that we have been fooled, especially the unwillingness to accept that we have been lied to. And why is it prideful arrogance? It is prideful arrogance when that unwillingness is purely a result of us not believing that we are stupid enough to be tricked, that we're foolish enough to fall for lies, that we're dumb enough to be deceived. That's pride. That's arrogance. Anybody can be true, can be tricked or lied to or fooled. I almost said trulled. Right? It's not about, in actuality, it's not about, you know, being dumb or stupid. It's about that there are liars. People, you know, there are liars. Some people lie, right? And as human beings, we are naturally susceptible to being manipulated. That's just what it is, you know? We're also kind of hardwired to believe people. It's not natural to lie, you know? It's not natural that a person should say a thing that they don't truly believe, or that someone should say something that they know is a lie, right? Like, it isn't, you know, that's just not where our sort of, that's not where our mind goes. We want to believe the world that we're in. We want to believe the world as we see it, as we feel it, as we hear it, you know? As we use our five senses to move around in this world, you know, we kind of have to believe the input that we're getting, right? And so accepting that things are not as they seem, it just really goes against, you know, human nature. And it's really uncomfortable. And the thing is that if things are not as I see them, then what are they? If things are not as people tell me they are, then what is it really? You know? And then what? Then I got to do something about that. Right? I have to go on a quest for knowledge, for truth, for understanding. I have to accept that maybe there's more than my five senses. You know? And that sets me on a different path, a different journey that requires humility, requires patience, It requires submission. So back to this thing of prideful arrogance. And honestly, you know, this is something I feel is really important. And I think it's a really big problem, especially in the time that we're in. It's a real problem, right? Because what happens is that if we are so prideful and so arrogant that we believe we are beyond being fools, beyond being lied to, then you know what? No matter how much evidence piles up in front of our faces, we will stick to our guns just because to admit frailty, you know, to admit, you know, that we didn't perceive, you know, the reality or the truth or something like that. Like that's just no. I don't care how much new evidence comes about. You know, if it means that I have to admit that I was lied to, that I fell for a lie, that I made decisions about my life based on a lie, then I'm not going there. I'm not going there, right? But listen, it is what it is. You know why liars lie? Because they lie. That's it. Circular reasoning, circular argument. I know, but it's true. That's it. Allah tells us explicitly in the Quran that the disbelievers, they invent lies against Allah. They make it up. They make it up. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you, but Allah speaks the truth. They make it up. Furthermore, and Allah says, and who invents a worse lie than to say a lie about Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, himself? So what else does that let us know? Listen, if somebody can make up a lie about Allah, they can make up a lie about anything. Anything. For any reason, because they're liars. And that's just what it is. So here's the thing I want us to all reflect on. Take it back to the Garden of Eden. Take it back to our father Adam, alayhi salam, and our mother Hawa. Take it all the way back. Our father Adam is a prophet of God. Our father Adam has been taught the names of all things. Okay? This is Adam, alayhi salam. Not the caveman modern man would have you believe in. Not the semi-glorified ape that modern science tells you we descended from. No, a prophet shaped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, right? Allah blew into him of his spirit, the ruh. Allah taught him the names of all things. Allah made the angels bow down to him. That Adam. Right? Okay. Adam, alayhi salam. He and his wife, Hawa, are told by Allah, go into this garden and stay here, you and your wife. Enjoy yourselves. Don't eat from this tree. Okay? Clear. Right? So they're there. Then you have, so that's Adam. And we know all that he knows. We know how high his maqam is. We know how special he is. Okay? Alayhi salam. And our mother Hawa, that Allah made from his rib. SubhanAllah. Beautiful. So there they are. On the flip side, you have Iblis. Iblis, who was worshiping Allah for more than 1,000 years. Iblis, who was a devout worshiper and allowed to be in the presence of the angels, to be in their company. Because remember, he refused to bow down. The command was given to the angels, but Iblis was among them. And so the command was for him as well. But he's not an angel, right? That Iblis. Iblis, who saw Adam when Allah had shaped him but left him there, had not yet blown his spirit into him. And Allah had Adam there, just almost like as a statue, if you can imagine, right? Iblis is looking around at Adam. He flies into his body, right? Because remember, at this point, Adam is hollow. He's not yet, you know, fully, Allah has not fully manifested him into Adam, his full nature. So Iblis goes into him, he flies about inside, he's like, this ain't no thing, basically, right? Because he already knows, because Allah told the angels that he was going to create mankind, right? And that and all the things, and the angels were a little worried, concerned, or they had questions, we can say. And Iblis perhaps felt threatened, right? So he goes, he's snooping around, and he's like, oh, okay, not a big deal, right? Iblis now approaches our mother and father when they're in the garden, and he lies to them. He tricks them. He manipulates them. How? By appealing to their fear of death, some say. He told them about death and how horrible it is, right? This is what some of the stories say. He told them about death, how horrible it is, how painful it is, and said to them, but if you eat from this tree, you can avoid it, right? You can avoid it if you eat from this tree. And they did. And from then, this is now, you know, they were then sent out of the garden and onto earth. And of course, this was Allah's plan anyway. Allah said he made Adam to be the Khalifa of the earth. So this was always the plan, and this was always part of Adam's journey. But what I want you to see here is that if our father Adam, shaped by the hands of Allah, living in the garden with his wife, command from Allah, angels bowing down to him, if he can be manipulated, lied to, tricked by Shaitan, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? You think Adam can be manipulated by Iblis, but you can't be lied to by a pharmaceutical company? Really? Really? Okay. Adam can be, alayhi salam, can be manipulated by Iblis, but you would never fall for the government's lies. Okay. Really? I mean, it's laughable, right? It's really laughable, because who do we think we are? The only way to know truth, the only way to know truth is to be constantly seeking to be a better and better servant of Allah, and to understand that we are not God. We're never going to know everything that's going on, right? We're never going to know. You know, we're never going to know. I mean, ahead of time, like, Allah is Al-Aleem. We study these names of Allah because when we know part of it, when we know who Allah is, we know what we're aspiring, the qualities we're aspiring to inculcate. We will also know who we're not. Allah is Al-Aleem. He is the all-knowing. Not you, not me, not even all of us together. You know, we sometimes think that, you know, well, I may not know the truth, but a bunch of us put together, we can figure it out. Really? Says who? Says who? If Allah desires for some corruption to manifest on the earth as a means of us perhaps drawing nearer to Him, all the great minds can come together. They're not going to be able to stop it, because it's all part of Allah's plan. So what I'm saying is that we need to be in constant submission, and we need to be constantly aware that any good that we have, any truth that we know, any knowledge that we have, is just a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And is it possible that we could be tricked? Is it possible that we can be lied to? Is it possible that despite our best efforts, somebody may pull a number on us? It's very possible. And it's okay, because the beautiful thing, you know, subhanAllah, Allah is so merciful. Look at our father Adam, alayhi salam. This is a beautiful way that Allah brought, you know, Adam through his journey, right? Because the difference between the two, Adam sins and Iblis sins, but Adam made istighfar, right? Adam asked Allah's forgiveness. That's the difference. Our parents asked Allah's forgiveness. Iblis was arrogant. He just dug in his heels, you know? He didn't bow. And when it was brought to his attention, when he was questioned about it, he was too arrogant to be like, you know what? I was jealous. Like, y'all forgive me. I'm out of line. I'm out of pocket right now. Nope. He just dug his heels in further. May Allah protect us from him and from his tricks and manipulations. You know, and may Allah allow us to understand that, like, as human beings, we were created weak, and our strength only comes not only in relying on Allah and being in obedience to Allah, but in turning back and back and back and back to Allah and asking Allah's forgiveness and asking Allah's guidance. And really, see, we need to dig our heels into becoming firmer and stronger believers. That's what we need to do. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, how strange is the affair of the mu'min, of the believer, that all things are working in their good. So what does that mean? All things are not working in everybody's good. Not everybody has everything in their life being good for them. Because our Prophet ﷺ said that this is a strange occurrence for the believer, an awesome occurrence for the believer, and it's only for the believer. So may Allah save us from being prideful. May Allah save us from being arrogant. May Allah save us from, you know, from being so stuck in our ways that we refuse to see the truth, even when the truth is revealed to us. Right? May Allah just allow us to be patient with His Qadr and to seek Him in our Qadr, in our, you know, in what He has written for us, right? And to allow everything that occurs in our lives to be a means of us drawing nearer to Him. That means, you know, whatever truth that we perceived, if or when others didn't perceive it, that's only by His mercy. Whatever lies or manipulations or tricks we may have fallen for, that was written, and it was written for a reason. And if we are believers, if Allah blesses us with iman, then even that is a means of us growing near to Him. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Like, it's not that we're not the ones that told the lies. We just fell for it because, you know, we assume people are telling the truth, right? So, okay, now I know you to be a liar. Good. Now I know I'm going to vet any and everything that I hear from you. It doesn't mean that everything you say is a lie, but it means that I need to take your word with a grain of salt. And I need to check and double check and do my due diligence and rely on Allah and really, like, ask Allah for, you know, perception and to perceive and see things as they truly are and to act accordingly in a way that is pleasing to Him. And, you know, and it's all good. It's all good. I want us to not fall for this subtle trick, this subtle, you know, way that we can be prideful and can be arrogant just because, you know, we don't want to feel like we've been made a fool of. Listen, that's life. That's life. Sometimes, you know, we're made the fool. Okay. Listen, it happens. You know, it happens because we're not God, right? We're not God, right? And Allah allows us to perceive things as and when He sees fit. And regardless to what, both the person who may have quote unquote fallen for a lie and the person who may have perceived that it was a lie from the beginning, it doesn't mean that one is necessarily better than the other, because subhanAllah, like, Allah in His mercy for the believer makes everything happen in the specific timing and the specific way that is good for them. Because someone could perceive something as a lie from the beginning and it make them arrogant. and think that, oh, now I'm like the soothsayer. I just know things because I'm just me and I'm just awesome. That's not beneficial. That's the type of prideful arrogance as well. So in everything, we ask Allah to make us humble. We ask Allah to increase us in servitude to Him and gratitude to Him. We ask Allah to guide us. And we ask Allah to protect us. We ask Allah to make us true believers. For the true believer, Allah says, the one that continues to draw nearer to Him, He becomes their eyes with which they see, their hands with which they strike. And that's what we need. That is really what we need, right? We ask Allah for the love, for His love, for the love of those whom He loves, and for the love of actions and deeds and ways of being that are beloved to Him. May Allah guide us, guard us, protect us. May He raise us up amongst His beloveds in the community of His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May He forgive us our sins. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks again for listening to the Plan Barakah podcast. All good and benefit is from Allah, and any inevitable mistakes and shortcomings are from myself. If you find value in this podcast, please do rate it and share as you see fit. Would you like to increase presence, purpose, and satisfaction in your life? I invite you to book a session with me. This life is short, and we don't have time to waste on false perceptions, misconceptions, and all-around spiritual, mental, and emotional trash that holds us back. You were created for the purpose of knowing your Lord and given full capability to do so. I support you in aligning with your highest purpose and getting down to the business of seeking success in its truest form. I'm at your service if you are ready to dig out of whatever illusions are keeping you from doing just that. To work with me as a coach, email makeda@planbaraka.com. makeda@planbaraka.com. Assalamu alaikum.